check out this wild shit.
What?
Hey, Google, why do you listen in on our conversations?
I'm designed to wait in standby mode until I'm activated, like when you say, hey, Google. The status indicator on your device lets you know when I'm activated. When I'm in standby mode, I won't send what you're saying to Google or anyone else.
Hey, Google, only when you're in standby mode?
On the website techterms.com, they say, when electronic devices are receiving power but are not running, they are in standby mode. For example, a television is in standby mode when it is plugged in, but turned off.
Hey, Google, but you're a speaker.
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help with that.
Hey, Google, why do you listen in on people's conversations?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help, but I'm always learning. Do you want to know whether someone can listen to your conversations?
No. That's what a podcast is for. When I asked that bitch yesterday, why do you listen in on our conversations? She said, you guessed it, I don't know why.
Well, I know that bitch talks when she feels like it.
Does she?
She does.
What'd she say?
The other night, she starts talking about something fucking totally random when I was just watching my show. And I'm like, nobody asked that.
Did somebody say, hey, Google on a fucking TV show?
No. It's in 1840. Nobody's saying...
Asterisk, 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 King World is a British television program that aired from 2017 to 2019 and starred Jessica Barden, Alex Lawther, and Naomi Aki.
Unplug that demon.
No shit. And then last night, the little fucking light started lighting up and lighting up.
Mm.
I looked over thinking it was going to talk to me. Yeah. I don't like that one. I don't like that one at all. That one randomly talked.
Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, episode 4. Mm-hmm. You gotta say it with a 4, not 4.
4.
4.
4.
And not cuatro.
Cinco.
4. Thank you everybody for tuning in to us again this week, this weekend, whenever you're listening. Hopefully you're achieving your goals as always and...
Oh, staying high and right.
And yes, positive vibes and staying high and right.
See, I was dazing off.
Well, you're dazing off already. You still got that lure tab action going through your veins from yesterday?
Probably. It usually sticks with me for a little bit.
Yeah, man. I know you've been in a lot of pain. Babe's got some back pain going on. And some neck pains. And some hip pains. Some pelvic pains. Some titty pains. All kind of pains going on with you right now, honey. Because, oh, Gina's family update.
Oh.
Are we getting into it?
Did I not tell anybody I failed?
No, you didn't tell anybody. No, honey, it's, we haven't recorded since last week, honey.
Oh. All this has been going on this week?
You might have told the Jedi Council committee in your head.
I swear it's felt like a month.
What happened, baby? Talk about it. Let's go.
Oh, well, Poppy and I had a fall.
Yes, her and her grandpa fell together.
We did. We had a fall.
The 6'9", 200 and something plus pound man.
He's 6'2".
Called him a sack of potatoes. He's not 6'2". He's taller than 6'2".
No, he's 6'2".
No, he ain't.
Yeah, he's 6'2".
Yeah, now, not back then.
I don't know. He says he's 6'2".
He lying.
Anyways, I don't know. For some reason, I felt funny.
Yeah, that
before
day.
I even started this, I was like, something's not right. And I didn't know what it was because we were doing exactly how we do everything.
Right.
And usually all I do is just swish them over. I mean, I don't, pick them up. I don't, I don't.
Yeah, because you got that, did you get from the estate sale? What do you even call that? It's not a bed rail.
Oh, that's just for when I change them.
For him to pull over.
For when I change him, so he can pull himself over.
Right.
So I didn't have to. Mm-hmm. Trying to make everything easier for myself. So, so all I do is, just, I mean, I do. I barely pick him up and just get him over in the chair. I'm like, I have it. He only has to go like 2 feet. And it felt like...
The scooter chair, right?
Right, the scooter chair. Yeah. It felt like a little kid jumps in my arm is what it felt like. Like,
even though that's not how it went down, no pun intended, but...
But, I mean, a huge kid.
Okay, pun intended.
On my chest.
Yeah.
There was no, I mean, there was no weight
and Gina's,
on the legs and Gina's or small, nothing. And
my,
I'm like...
My little tiny firecracker's only 5'7", maybe 135 pounds on her worst day.
So...
My poor baby.
And so... I'm sitting there like, oh, Poppy, what's going on? We're going down, we're going down.
Mayday, mayday.
And I was like, I got this, I got this. Evacuate, and it's like ship. Slow motion. Mm-hmm. But we
did
go
you see
down.
It in black and white?
I don't know. I can't see anything. I just know it was awkward as fuck, and I didn't want me dead or him dead. So
by falling,
I don't know how,
not off of anything, just falling
straight back. I mean, straight back, because it was like somebody jumped in my chest and just we went back, and I'm like, how in the hell? Because he didn't even get up. So how is somebody jumping in my chest, man, and just all the weight just?
What commercial was that when we were kids? That Life Alert commercial, I'm falling and I can't get up. Right. Is that what? I'm falling
and then,
I can't get up.
And I'm like, Poppy starts to say, Mom! 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 And I'm like, Poppy, stop, stop. Poppy, I will get Nano.
He's screaming at his wife.
I'm like, Poppy, I will get Nano. I got to get you off of me. I'm like,
let's
just
start there.
Stop screaming.
So you don't have two people on top of you, right?
I'm trying to figure out how to get him off of me safely instead of throwing him off of me.
Yeah. Family pile sandwich. I mean, shit, that would be the equivalent of what happened.
And then I had to get
what
him.
What would happen?
So I finally get out from underneath him. Then I get him turned over. Mm-hmm. Then he's like, just call the fire department. Just call the fire department. I said,
that's the wrong department.
I'm like, we are not calling the fire department. No, because they'll get him up. The big guys will get him up. And I'm like, we're not calling the fire department. I'll just call Dad. I'm like, we can get him. We'll get you up real quick. Not a big deal.
Damn, you out here calling police officers pussies.
And so, Nano can't get Dad. I call him. I said, I need you to get over here now. I said, Poppy and I fail. Mm-hmm. So we get him up. He's got a little cherry on his forehead because his head was behind my shoulder.
Yeah, can you explain to the listeners out there in the world what a cherry means on somebody's head?
You know, like a little carpet burn.
Okay, see, a lot of people don't know that, though.
Because even like I was like, a cherry. So it looks like a little cherry, little specks.
Because the only cherry, well, it ain't a cherry.
Or a strawberry?
Yeah,
I think
strawberries.
Strawberries
when I slap my dick on your forehead.
Is what they call it.
That's what a strawberry is.
That would be
is.
A cherry.
No, that's a strawberry. Damn, you go call my dick out like that? It's a cherry and not a strawberry? It's not an upside down strawberry for your head?
I'm talking about the market. I'm not talking about... Okay, anyways, back.
Yes, back to him having a cherry on his head.
So he had a strawberry.
Okay, now we're going strawberry. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so not a big deal. I was like, okay, not a big deal. So if that's all he got, then that's great.
But
I get him back in the bed because he shits. I'm like, great. Is this why you jumped on me?
Really?
So we get him in the bed, and I get him changed again, mm-hmm. and then there's blood all over the bed. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Did he break his hip through his, that rod
punched no.
through his fucking hip? No.
His arm, on my right side, his arm was behind my back, so mm-hmm. it hit the floor before mm-hmm. I got to the floor.
Yeah.
So it... Even though he had a sweater on,
still
the friction
on. Yeah.
old people's skin, and the friction just tore the skin right off. So
old white people's skin.
Yeah, so he's got that. Mm-hmm. But that was it. That was a little gash on his
knee. That wasn't it. I mean, what injuries did you sustain?
Man, I hurt.
Man, you still hurting too.
I hurt real bad.
And bless Gina's heart. We definitely appreciate you guys listening to us this week. She is going through a lot of pain just to even do this podcast right now. She definitely is. And you can talk about it. I'm just saying, shit.
I'm okay.
So you say. See? My tough little firecracker. Oh, 5'7" action-packed ass.
I woke up to the alarm today, so I guess I'm good.
You don't say that so convincingly. You should, though. Each day above ground is a good one.
I guess so.
I know you're in pain, baby. But I'm sure the listeners appreciate the fact that you're sacrificing your time.
Yes.
Sacrificing your health.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Or sitting on an uncomfortable couch. That's a fold-out bed.
Yep.
For my side bitches.
That's
and
why
we're doing
we got
a podcast.
They can be uncomfortable.
Yeah, so.
Don't want them to stay too long.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they ain't dropping no money on the damn table, it ain't no fucking discussions to be had, huh?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of side bitches.
Which one?
Who's getting dropped off to the state?
Oh,
we got to drop them all the way up. We got to drive to Topeka. We got to go to Topeka and just drop them off right there. Let's talk about it. Get it off your titties. And not your papa or poppy.
Old people's tantrums are just sometimes
infantile.
Insane.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely insane.
Okay. Talk about it.
So, he called like Thursday.
Yes.
About he wanted... Well, not to me. Okay, last week I took him like $100 worth of shit, you know, like 25 boxes.
Like we balling.
Of snacks, his six of those damn.
His bartering system.
Six cartons of
eggnog. It ain't eggnog anymore.
No.
That's out of season. But six cartons of
strawberry
milk.
It's not cartons. It's.
Oh, the little insures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six
yeah.
of those. So that's like what a shitload. Shit.
6 times 6 is 36.
Yeah, a shitload.
Yeah.
Calls 2 days later. Gina, I need more drinks.
He's bartering, like you said, in season 3.
I'm sorry, not coming.
Nope.
Calls me Thursday. Gina, I need more stuff. And can you bring me $50? Because they fitted me for some kind of hearing aids.
When he already had a C-note.
I said, oh, and he said, they work so well. Can you bring me $50 so I can buy them? I was like, all right, Papa, I'll get there sometime this weekend if I can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if I can, I'll get somebody up there to get it to you. And, well, shit didn't happen because I fail and everything else, Poppy's diarrhea. I'm up to the shits and shits.
Mm-hmm. Literally and figuratively. And as I put a bookmark into it, I even said, too, the world don't revolve around you, dude. Shit's happening outside of that commissary, man.
So he starts a whole bunch of shit inside of there.
Mm-hmm.
Which
said, I'm going to go
turns,
work a deal.
They're like, well, we're not going to do nothing for you unless you give us some barter money.
No, go ahead and break it down
good faith money.
Good faith money.
That's what they call it. Good faith money.
Get the fuck out of here so you can go buy a pack of fucking Cools and fuck, and you're eating the snacks. So I don't want to hear that.
If I'm going to give you good faith money, then why am I filing for Medicaid? Because Medicaid's going to back pay you. So why am I giving you the last little bit of his money that he's going to be able to rummage through? Why would I do that? Because I know you're not going to give it back to me.
Because that money's going to evaporate in thin air.
So why are you threatening me?
Mm-hmm. And this goes back to the bitch that we talked about.
Yes, that horrible one.
Season 3.
Same horrible one.
It's the same one.
She's on threatening me again.
Yeah, who cares?
I told her do it. I said, please do it.
Her dumb ass
said,
ain't going to
do
nothing. You know why her dumb ass ain't going to do nothing? She
please
ain't calling adult services because she keeps calling it child services. Even though he acts like a child, I get it. Too bad, so sad.
holler. No, she called it adult services this time. And no, I said, I bet and she I did told this her, time. I said, please do.
Acting like she can't contact us.
I said, please do, because I have a lot to say. Because
all of a sudden,
and then she got I your will phone tell them not? To come and pick them up. No, that was my fault. Somehow, all that's my fault that somebody in their system took it out. My fault.
20,000.
How is that my fault?
20,000 crowd. Bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit.
And I'm like, so this week everybody's been on it. Like, it's all my fault. And I'm like, wait a minute, people. You all can blame everybody fucking else because I haven't done shit.
Better back up off, sister. I'm going to throw comic relief into it, people, because this is some serious topics that we're talking about, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this bitch had the nerve to... Come on, man.
I said, you want to sit there and you want to call my uncle and tell him...
Which that is your I papa's dad. I am supposed to your give...
Yes, son. I'm supposed to be giving him $52 a month. I said, let me tell you what. He gets over $100 a week. Mm-hmm. She says, well, I didn't know that. I said, well, now you do.
Well, that's why I'm going to report you, because he needs to be paying
well,
his
I'm
bills.
Still going
to
report you. Okay, then call, then please.
Call
please
her
do.
Fucking bluff. Please it ain't going to happen, and who cares?
I don't care. I want them to call me because I want to give them all of his stuff and say, take him.
Mm-hmm. Let's go through his other shit, though, first before they do.
No, I don't make a want trip. Fucking nothing.
Man, I do.
Take
hold
that
on,
shit.
Man. Hold on now. We got to have a discussion off record, man.
I know we could keep okay, that golf cart.
Fuck the golf cart. What are we going to do with a damn golf cart?
Oh, the tools? I have all the tools.
I ain't worried about that either.
Oh. Well, then I don't know what he's got because he ain't got nothing but shit from
I'm going into it with a Pawn Stars mentality.
Oh, yeah, you ain't going to get nothing.
Well, you never know.
Oh, trust me, there's nothing.
I know. I don't even know
that
why
trash
I'm even...
Digger, there's no... There's
I don't
nothing.
Even know why I'm even debating a woman on that. Like, yeah, you already know I done ransacked all of that.
Yeah, I already knew what was in there.
At all 18 storage facilities. All 18 of them.
Yeah, nothing.
Mm. Yeah, fuck all that, man. I know a lot of people are going through the plight of just dealing with elderly parents or grandparents, and it's fucking bullshit.
It ain't fun.
It definitely ain't fun, especially when your own parents ain't assuming the responsibilities that they should, and your grandchildren are doing it. The fuck is that? The fuck does that look like?
I don't know.
That looks like an all-American dysfunctional family. That's what it looks like. Welcome to America. Like I always say.
Yeah.
Old spoiled ass people.
No fun. Not one bit.
So speaking of day four of me using this aluminum-free, baking soda-free, whatever the fuck else is on that label mm-hmm. of that deodorant that I'm using.
Yeah.
At first, that shit's kind of sticky. I know, I just went into a completely different tangent because
right?
that's what I had to do.
I didn't even know you were
subjects.
Using it.
Yeah, see, I'm slick about it.
You're
that's what I'm talking
about.
It. And it also said it was, you could use it on your private parts. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, really? Well, let me take a little bit on my finger and kind of go in between my thigh and the ball sack. Men know what I'm talking about.
Right, men
In
know.
Between that thigh and the ball sack right
it's
there,
sweaty.
Man. Yeah, mm-hmm. but no, it ain't sweaty. It just should be getting kind of dry and chappy.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't using talcum powder or none of that shit.
No.
I'm definitely not. I'm not doing that. But I've been kind of putting that on. I'm like, it smells kind of weird. Where do you get this shit? Where do you come up with this shit? Because you got a pack of three in the mail.
No, I ordered it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And what was the flavors? What was the scents?
I think juniper berry, berry bliss, and this pine.
Now you haven't noticed a difference, huh?
Yeah, I do.
No, you haven't.
Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, not during the day because I've never really sweat or anything, but... We'll talk about your ball sack in a minute. But like at night, because yes. I use the heating pad, mm-hmm. and then I go to sleep, so I'll get my overlay hot sweat. I notice I don't.
Damn, you got terminologies for stuff, babe. Yeah, what did you just call it? Overly hot sweats?
Yeah.
Night sweats.
Because
or night
I really
sweats?
don't, well, because I don't think they're night sweats anymore, because I got everything leveled back out, so I don't think I'm having night sweats back. Because they don't feel like night sweats. I know what night sweats feel like, and that doesn't feel like... I think it's just me getting overheated because I'm having the heating pad on for two hours while I'm sleeping. And
you use a space heater.
And a space
Duh. You call it the overly hot sweats now? Is that what you want to call this shit?
Yeah.
Woman.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with you?
I don't know. Didn't ask. So I noticed a big difference.
In your perspiration?
Right.
Everything is wet but your armpits? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just notice a difference. But during the day, I can't tell.
Look at the content we're providing. We're talking about armpit sweats.
Yeah.
What about? Want to smell my armpit?
No, not yet. You're over there. It'd take me a while to get there.
Oh, shit. Baby, what's been going on out here?
I wanted to hear about these sacks.
I ain't putting nothing on my sacks.
I thought you said to your...
I'm just joking.
So how do you like it?
I don't know if I do yet. Oh, okay. I've only been living with it for 4 days.
Oh, okay.
And then I've been mixing and matching it for the last 2 days.
Oh, okay.
You know why?
Because. You can.
It's routine.
I don't know.
It is routine.
I don't see how you can see if it works if you're using...
When you're getting up at 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, you're not thinking about the new stick of deodorant that's in there. You're thinking about the one that you've been using for the last umpteenth years. That's the one you be thinking about. So, you know, kind of mix and match a little bit. Mix and match.
Oh, well, why don't you take that one and put it away?
No, it ain't gonna work like that.
All right.
So far, I don't know what to think about it yet. Mm-hmm. I know the first night I put it on, it was sticky as fuck.
Yeah, it's gonna dry.
Well, I know. That's what deodorant is supposed to do when you use a gel. Mm-hmm. I've been using a gel deodorant forever. Hey, you know what's so funny? Mm-hmm. Watch this goofy shit turn into a sponsorship for some deodorant.
Maybe.
I wonder who we're talking about. Aluminum free, baking soda free. You could even put it on your penis.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've been trying a lot of different deodorants, and I ended up went back to my old one because I just couldn't. I mean, the clinical ones that everyone's, and I just don't.
Strong enough for a man. pH balanced for a woman.
Yeah, no. Obviously not for me, because something would either I just don't like it. It just either feels funny or it's just not, doesn't seem, shouldn't be there.
Elaborate further.
I don't know. It just is not, it just doesn't seem to click. Mine, well, my one that I've always worn, I didn't like it, but it worked enough, so that's why I always use that one. But even trying all the ones that, work, you know, this and that, and we're organic, this and that, they bothered the hell out of me. This one seems pretty okay. Yeah, it's not bothered me at all.
Has it?
Mm-mm.
No irritation?
Mm-mm.
No skin irritations or rashes?
No. So, no.
You put some on your tanky?
No.
Oh, I was just kind of curious. You know, because it does say for private parts, too.
No, I don't need any on my
cherries.
Like I said, I'm not a sweater. I mean, only at night when I make myself, I guess.
You're not a sweater, huh?
No. Nope.
Could have fooled me.
That's your sweat, usually.
Damn, you gonna do me like that?
Yeah.
I just be sweating on you like that?
I guess so. Thank you. Okay. Listening.
Riding on a horse. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Anyway.
Nope, none.
Honey, what you think about the coronavirus?
Better prepare.
Prepare how?
CDC is saying to prepare.
Department of Children and Families?
I think that's it. It's CDC. CDC drug people. I don't know. CDC virus people.
I'm just joking, honey.
I don't know. They said better start preparing.
Do you remember when we were kids when the Hong Kong flu was real serious? Mm-hmm. I do remember that. And it made me flashback to that just literally a few days ago. And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot all about that. Still sent us to school. Like, fuck all that.
Mm-hmm. We were fine.
Yep. Lead-based paints and all.
Yep.
Everything made from China. Made in China. The fuck? Why would it change now?
Right. I don't know.
But even though Hong Kong, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember the Hong Kong flu just a few years ago. It was a swine flu, H1N1. Then we had the avian flu. That I think that was before the swine flu. Mm-hmm. And now we got, and then there was SARS. And now we got coronavirus. Mm. What do you think?
Be smart and keep your body healthy. Don't touch anybody else.
Just don't touch anybody else. Is that what it is? Can't hug nobody. Can't dap them. Man. Can't give him a kiss on the cheek?
No. Just say much love.
Did you really just beat your titty and say much love?
Yeah.
Come on, woman. What the hell?
That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how I did it when I met you, and that didn't work. Did it.
Well, you said I love you first, which shocked me.
No, I didn't.
And then you tried to say...
That's a lie.
I mean...
That's a complete lie.
I mean, you know when people say much love...
Why are you...
I got love for you. And then you try to take my hand to dap you. And I'm like, okay.
Is that how I talk?
Well, then that's cool. I got much love for you,
too. Is that my gestures, too? Is that how I talk? And that's my gestures?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you know. Yeah. I got... Love for you and shit. Is that what I do?
Yeah.
Is that what I do?
Yeah.
You're such a liar. See, she hurt and she can't hop up off the couch and smack me. That's what. That's why I'm taking advantage of this shit.
I wouldn't be hopping anyway.
Well, we are definitely going through changes as parents this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our middle son is getting ready to hit the road.
Yep.
Hit the road to Texas. To live with his older brother.
Yep. Yeah. Going.
How's it make you feel as a mom?
Oh.
Kids moving away.
Proud.
Yeah. Talk your shit, baby.
Right.
Tell these bitches what time it is.
I'm
just going to be so devastated and so sad. No. I can't just bear the fact that my children are moving out of my home. Then you over there like... Peace and hair grease.
Right.
Go you can't leave fun. Fast enough. I did it, bitch.
We'll be back together when I'm old. Just go have fun.
Yeah.
Like it.
When you're changing mama.
Yep.
How about that?
Have fun now. Get out.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's definitely advice that you should definitely, as parents out there, should be encouraging your kids to do too. You know, you want them to be better than you.
Yep.
You want them to move on. You want them to go experience life in other ways that you may have not been able to experience it, but you don't want to live vicariously through them at the same time. Don't be that piece of shit of a parent. Mm-mm. Don't be that type of parent. But you do want them to go out there and experience some things and fuck up and come across some things that they shouldn't be having.
Right.
Wink and wink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you do want them to go out there and experience life. And, you know, find themselves. Every parent should be working their asses off to basically give their kids the opportunity to do what they need to be doing in life. A lot of parents sacrifice their time, their efforts, their energy, their blood, sweat, and tears, sleepless nights, all the above, for their kids to go out there and kick some ass and take some names.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell our kids that. I always tell them that.
Yep.
Go get yours. That's my motto to them, and they know it. They can quote it.
What's that? I don't know what the terms are. these parents today are they're coddling and
enabling.
Rowboating, or I don't know what the
you
word
mean,
is.
Showboating? What do you mean by showboating?
I don't know, like,
rowboating would be a little weird.
Like hovering, choosing all their decisions for them, and
that's just living vicariously, like I said, though.
Yeah, that, but I thought there was a term for
it. Okay, what, some new age wave term? Fuck all that. It is what it is.
I thought it was an old school term, but okay.
It might be, I don't know, but you don't remember, so that's what we're going to go with right now. That's what we're going to go with. You can't live vicariously through your kids, but you do want to encourage them to go out there and pursue their own dreams. And don't be the dream killers either.
Mm-mm.
Because parents can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Parents can be the biggest dream killers in the world. And I want to remember, I think it was Nick Cannon that actually said that a long time ago. Said that parents could be the biggest. Yeah, it was Nick Cannon. Said parents could be the biggest dream killers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit bothered me because, you know what, when I kind of reflect back even at some of my childhood and some of the things that I was really in love with and pursuit of and interested in, man, parents could just nip that in the bud and say, well, you ain't going to do that and you ain't going to be able to do this. I mean, that's not the way to motivate your children.
Yeah, I know.
That's definitely not
the way.
I was
never good enough. That's why I still feel I'm never good enough.
Yeah, from your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some bullshit, man. You don't want to be that way towards your kids.
Nope.
Even if it's something extreme like our son Kyle that's get ready to hit the road and leave.
Mm-hmm.
BMXing his ass off and doing tricks at the skate park on his bike and all kind of stuff and getting 18 screws and 19 plates in his body. And a tinfoil hat. And all of the above. But you know what? That's his passion still. I shouldn't say was. It still is. It was for a little while, though. And I put the emphasis on was here in a second. But it still is his passion because he can't wait to be in Texas to do all kind of new, crazy, seeing all the different skate parks and outdoor parks and sand dunes and all kind of stuff.
I hope it makes him want to get another bike.
That's why he wants to keep that truck as hard as it is for him to maintain it. Because I was like, well, how are you going to have your bikes if you don't have your truck? He's like, I know. I was like, yeah, man, so you got to keep that. You got to definitely keep that in your life. And one thing I will say is, yes, putting it out there on record. Of course, Kyle is my stepson. When he sustained a pretty bad accident at a skate park one time, his biological father was definitely not the energy he needed at that particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. And it pissed me off. It enraged me, actually. Because I'm like, this kid has been dedicated to doing this, and this is one of the most consistent things he's ever done, and he has a passion for it. He can't stop talking about it. He even got sponsors that was already, he already has sponsors all the way from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from Europe. We're in the ER, yes. He is notoriously known for being in the ER because he does remind me of Carl and Shameless. When Carl was young and Shameless, he was always messed up.
Yeah.
But we in the ER, and here's what I mean by parents can be the biggest dream killers. His biological father had the nerve to sit there and say, maybe it's time for you to put the bike down.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard those words, he was about to be laying next to his son at that moment. He was really about to be there because that's some bullshit. If you want to have that kind of conversation and you feel like you have that right to have that conversation, save it for outside of the damn hospital for one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure he's okay for two. And for three, you ain't even putting in a motherfucking dime to even make sure he's okay in the first goddamn place.
Yep.
And yeah, I don't GD often. But that moment I did, and that was some bullshit. That was complete, utter bullshit. And at that moment, I could tell my son's spirits was broken.
Mm-hmm.
They were broken. Not just his bones and him laying there, right. But his spirits was broken, and that shit fucked me up. And I bet it fucked me up just as much as it fucked him up. But at the moment, it was, and it still is, it was all about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how could you, man? That's not what parenting is about.
No.
As a stepdad, that's not what being a dad is all about. Because I know what it means to fail as a parent too. Believe it. I know. Irregardless of what excuses you can come up with in life and the mistakes that you made while you were a young man. Young, emphasis on the word young, man. But that's not what you do.
Mm-mm.
That is definitely not what you do. So I'm very proud of him. I damn near cried when I gave him a hug last night. And he was about to cry too because he know what time it is when it comes to me and him though. Personally, he knows. And I'm so proud of him. He's getting ready to go down to Texas and take over the world with his brother.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to do some amazing things. Mom is proud. Mom is like, yeah, hurry up and get the fuck back up out of here.
Because
Gina Zerbel woman cave is getting ready to be in fruition.
My woman apocalypse.
We all stuttering over here, man.
Oh, yeah. Yep. My own room. Fuck it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You got to have your woman cave. Gina Zerbel cave coming soon.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's going to be so cool. I got ideas for you.
Oh, ideas for me. I'm excited.
You better make it happen.
I'm going to make shit happen.
Hell yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. But what was you getting ready to say, though? I know I went off on a tangent on that, yeah, but that's one thing I wanted to talk about with our son leaving.
I mean, raising kids is extremely hard.
Difficult enough.
And I would not do it again. Fuck no, and not even with three. Nope. I would get a dog.
We got three dogs. You already replaced these motherfuckers. Go ahead, baby. No. Talk your shit.
But...
No, reflect, really.
They got to be products of society. Mm-hmm. And if you ain't a good person, they ain't going to be good people.
Right. And you know what? When you procreate with somebody that's not a good person, that makes it an even harder challenge.
You got to be double the good person. And damn that right beats you down.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Because it's hard.
It is hard.
Being that mother and that father. Because you fucked up.
Yeah. Because you were that for them for pretty much forever.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I'm in their lives. Mm-hmm. I've been in their lives.
As I said, I will always be that.
But yeah, I mean, they talk to me and stuff like that too.
Well, yeah.
But, you know.
But that's what I said. I will always be that to them because.
Yeah, because that's what they're used to. I made it
that way.
Yeah.
But I didn't keep them from their father. I would never do that.
See,
that was not my choice.
Bingo, right there. And you know what? Let's go down that rabbit hole just a little bit. Just a little bit. You never kept them from their biological dad.
Mm-mm.
You never done it.
I tried one time because he would never pay. So I thought...
For child support.
Yeah, he never paid child support. So I thought, okay, well, maybe this might do it. I did one time for a weekend.
For a weekend, literally.
And yeah. I beat myself up for it.
Yes, she did.
Nobody else had to do it. Mm. I did it for myself because I felt like the shittiest person in the world.
Yeah, I know.
Because that was not much. But he paid.
Yeah, because he fucking paid. That's the hilarious part. He called his mama like, yo. Like, yo.
I was shocked.
And during that particular time period with both the boys, you know, you were just like, I just hope they actually see him for who he really is. Because, and I will get back to giving you flowers here in a minute. And I told you at that moment, when you said that, I was like, they grow older. They will start to see things for themselves. They will. Just give it time and they will.
And I always knew that.
Yeah,
that's why I did.
But you were going through the emotions of it at the moment, in that moment, and which you were supposed to.
That's why I planned all this the way I did, because that's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
That's what my end goal was, for them to see the whole picture as it was on their own terms and not mine.
Right. Yeah, because you haven't had to say anything to influence them or anything either.
I never have.
You didn't have to say shit. I never had to say a word.
I never put down. I never put his family down.
Not in front of him.
I still don't. Nope, not in front of him, no. And I still don't.
No, I know, honey. I know. But I want to keep his name out of it.
Mm-hmm. And I still, I mean, I still apologize to the boys when they do something to them. that's not right.
His side of the family. And
I still, you know, make excuses. I mean, I still try to protect them in the way that, you know, that I'm supposed to.
Right. So hold on. And you hit on another subject of it, too, that is pretty important, too. You always felt obligated to apologize to the kids for what his side of the family does, such as their grandparents on his side of the family, mm-hmm. the neglect and all the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Emphasis on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because other people are listening. Other people are listening to our particular situation, and especially people that know what we're talking about right mm-hmm. now. Oh, yeah, I'm sending subliminal shots. It's pretty obvious. Because there's also other grandparents out there, irregardless of what the fuck you're going through and how you feel about a particular certain person, they will make damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go with that. The listeners can paint their own pictures the way they want to, but our audience, they know what we're talking about. They definitely know what we're talking about, because we're talking about two different aspects of the same fucking bullshit that a lot right. of people deal with.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people deal with.
Right.
But it ain't right. Yeah. It hasn't been fair to these kids. It hasn't been fair to these kids. Because that's all I predicate any of this type of discussions that we have with each mm-hmm. other. Even when we have, you know, not debates, but when we have those passionate conversations about it and both our voices kind of inflect and we kind of yell about certain things and what emotions we're going through when dealing with these types of things. It's all about your children at the end yeah. of the day.
And it's hard. I don't know how many times I want to live with my dad. I want my dad's better than you.
I hate it here.
I don't like you.
I want to go.
I mean, it's like.
Mm-hmm. It's
you know, don't. And, yeah. you know, it's like, okay, even when they would get in trouble, you know, I'd be like, fine, call your dad.
Yeah.
I talk would. To Steve.
You'd be like, go ahead.
Or I'd talk to him. I talk to him and let him know what's going on. Can you talk to him? You know. Situation,
mm-hmm.
hand in the phone, opposite shit.
Yeah.
Right on top of me. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Same page. That's
I know that's a tough thing to deal with, especially as a mother.
And so now I'm the bad person still. Yeah. So I got to work through that. So they see later on that no, dad was manipulating still. Dad mm-hmm. was doing this. Dad was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Cops came for no reason.
Mm-hmm. All kind of shit.
You know, I did all of the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember even one time the cops came because he sent the cops. Mm-hmm. And the cops got on the phone to him and said, how dare you?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you couldn't sit there and be involved and help with the situation, but you want to start it.
There you go.
And make it worse. And I said, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody listens.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Happy to be the law
and thank
enforcement.
You. Yeah. Would you go over there and arrest him now? Because yeah. he is back child support.
Yeah. A shit ton of it.
But, yeah.
And you know what? And that's something to touch on real quick, too. He had back child support by choice.
Mm-hmm.
Versus not having a job. He chose not to have a job for a long time.
Yeah, he chooses.
He still don't have one.
Yeah, he chooses.
He still
not
don't
to
have
work.
One.
And he makes excuses for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this kind of comes back to this. I don't know. We're going to revisit this conversation again soon, too, because these are things that we need to actually talk to other people about or actually air out, because a lot of people gravitate towards these type of subjects, too, that listen to our platform, because it is tough.
Mm-hmm.
It is tough. But there's a difference between blatantly not taking care of your kids and being shunned out from taking care of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge difference.
Yep.
And I'm not saying this as far as anybody individually, but this is just in general. You also have people out there that don't understand the difference that are in these particular situations. They don't understand the difference of whether that's a good baby mama or that's a good baby father, or whatever narrative you're trying to run with. What do you mean? Do they come through? Do they pay their child support? Do they do what they're supposed to be doing and what they're obligated to do? Whether they're going through tough times or not, this, that, and the other. There are so many ways we can go with this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have more of these. We might even turn this into a totally different segment of us just talking about some of those aspects of stuff, because we've both been dealing with these things, you know, for a long time. We both have been dealing with these things for a long time. But one thing that I will say is, one thing that you taught me, even though I was struggling with some of those aspects, is letting go of the anger.
Right.
Letting go of that, just your self-pity, your frustrations, and all those things. Those are, that's a whole nother wormhole of a discussion that we don't have time to have right now.
Mm-hmm.
But just letting go of just the anger.
Mm-hmm.
Of whether you're being youthful or being a youth and not understanding anything.
At the end of
anything,
the day, it's not about you.
Right.
It's not about the...
It's about the babies.
...person that you was in love with at that time or wasn't, or it doesn't matter. You did it.
Yeah.
So it's not about you guys.
It's already a done deal. It's been done. It's done.
How are you going to make those kids better than you?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to make those mistakes right? At the end of the day.
And also parents that are going to go through that journey. Parents that actually give a fuck. Going yeah. through those journeys.
Ouch. Me and my kids went through those journeys together. Because I wasn't going to learn by myself.
Yeah.
Because they were going to learn the same mistakes that I just did. Mm-hmm. I said, don't do this. Yeah. We already did it, so don't yeah. do it again.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't mess with this girl. Don't put a ring on it 4 months later. Don't do any of that.
See what
bullshit.
Happens. We screwed up, didn't we, kids?
Mm-hmm. Don't even know that person like that.
We screwed up. Mm-hmm. We learned a lesson.
And that's
now.
What cracks me up about kids, too, because you did it. Well, that's why it's giving me more of a jurisdiction mm-hmm. to tell you what not to do. You got this whole thinking backwards.
See, and that's why I always taught them, you know, every consequence has a reaction. Or every reaction has a consequence.
Every reaction, there's a reaction, honey.
No, every reaction, there's a consequence.
Okay, well, yeah. However way you want to flavor it. Welcome to the Interracial Outcome Podcast.
I'll get it out some way. Every action is a consequence, whether good or bad.
Yin and yang. Yep.
No matter what happens, whether good or bad. It's a consequence.
Yep, there's always going to be a reaction.
So, do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. And what is the right thing?
What's right? There's always a wrong and a right.
Mm-hmm.
To every situation, do the right thing.
Can you just kind of reflect back real quick, and we're going to wrap this up. Reflect back to when you were a young woman.
Of my hail?
Just thinking about when you were a young woman. Of mm-hmm. course, you're hell. I know what you're saying. But being a young woman, having children, being young,
mm-hmm.
making young, dumb decisions, like we all do.
I wanted them to make sure that they slept through everything. So, of course, I had parties every night. So, yeah, young. Was that the best decision? Hey, they can sleep through anything. See, you make young, dumb decisions.
How the hell is that equipped? Now, that's a mother's observations, yes. That is definitely a mother's observations. But what does that have to do with what we just got done talking about?
You just make decisions when you're young, whether right or wrong.
No, you make young
and
young
that
decisions.
that was a decision. I partied every night. I partied at home
mm-hmm.
with my kids
mm-hmm.
asleep.
With your kids.
They were asleep. And I made sure I always had the music up real loud so they knew they could sleep through it. I did that ever since they were born.
Okay, that's
so they knew music going on at sleep. We sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait till we have grandchildren, huh?
I'll do the same thing. Put that music up real loud.
Oh, hell yeah.
So they know if I'm walking through the room, don't you wake up. You better stay asleep. Nap time is nap time. Sleep.
Stomp your foot. Tell them what time it is, honey.
Yep. Nobody ever makes the right decision. Just make.
Especially the while best you're young. One. I keep putting the emphasis on the word young.
Just make the best one. And the one that's right versus the one that's wrong.
And that's kind of hard to do. Especially while you're young and cloudy in your fucking dome. You're not going to be able to do those decisions. Especially as men.
It's called growing up.
Of course, honey. But when you haven't had the right influences in your life.
Really? I didn't have any influence.
Exactly, dear. Exactly. This is not a debate between us. This is what us talking about the same things on the same level. Even just being youth, being young, and growing up, and making dumb decisions. And yes, we actually saved ourselves out of making a lot worse decisions. Of course we did. Because we had to grow up in the school of hard knocks, which a lot of these kids don't have that anymore. They don't have it. Growing up in that school of hard knocks and figuring shit out the hard way. Figuring shit out the tough way. And making dumb decisions and figuring out, okay, shit, what do I got to do next? What do I have to do with my life next? Where do I need to go with this? I don't want to talk to mom and dad because they just old people. Bullshit. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. We've been there, done that.
Yep.
We've been there, done that. Doesn't matter what the technology is out here in the world and the technological advances around us and all the above. None of that shit fucking matters. It doesn't matter that your iPhone is an iPhone 11. Doesn't matter that your Samsung is a 10 Plus. None of that shit matters. Real life is still real life at the end of the day. It's still real life. And real life experiences is what's going to get you through all this other bullshit. Not all these added distractions that life has created. Such as you guys listening to us on a podcast. Thank you for tuning in to us. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Babe, plug our social medias.
Get at us at Twitter and Instagram.
And what are we at on Twitter? At ILC Podcast?
Yep, that.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are we at on Instagram?
Instagram, we're at...
Come on, baby.
I was waiting for you to fill it in.
I need to put this on the vision board over there. Because we didn't even get a chance to even talk about the fact that we celebrated our 11-year anniversary last weekend.
I know, we were supposed to say what all we did. Damn.
Not much.
No. We're old.
Not much. We went out to one of my favorite restaurants. We ain't going to give you a plug. Fuck you. Just like the deodorant. We ain't going to give you a plug.
Nope.
Until we see some dollars. No, I'm not. But yeah, we went out to our favorite restaurant. Got a beautiful card from you.
Yeah.
That card was great. I love that card.
We got a new thing. That's going to... I got to find all of our cards.
Yes.
So we can put it in.
That is pretty fucking badass, man. Yeah. That was,
It's like a card holder type thing. You can make it into a book.
And good luck sifting through our house to gather all the cards and the timeline and everything.
That's going to come over time.
It's 11 years deep on they asses, man.
That'll come over time. I'll find them all.
That's a dirty booty that ain't clean they ass and they spread their underwear apart.
I won't find the first... The first year or two, I won't find because you had those.
Yeah, I know. Hard times.
Yeah.
Went through hard times.
So, but, I mean, from then on, I think I have most all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass. But we definitely enjoyed a meal.
Yeah, we had a meal.
Somebody was already mad that their body was hurting in the first place, and then it just dominoed effect from there.
Yeah. Yep, still feeling it.
Well, I'm not still falling on you like that yet, baby.
No, thank you. The announcement came the other day for a new concert coming.
Oh, now you want to throw that in there real quick? That Tool is coming to Wichititty.
Man, and the funny thing is, I don't know if I said it out loud or in my head, but I said, if God, you can just give me Tool, I'll be set.
No, you texted.
Did I text that?
Yes, you did. Matter of fact, this is what you said. I'm going to go ahead and...
That's when they announced it, though. It's been a couple months when I said it. Mm-hmm. I think it was when we got the corn tickets. I said, now if they would, if God would just give me Tool, I will be set on my concerts.
You sent me 800 heart eye emojis and all this other shit.
Did you see it? Did you see it? Did you see it?
Please, 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 please. And this was even before noon. Even before noon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you said, fuck yes, fuck yes, fuck yes, fuck yes.
It's my stutter over time.
Did you see, did you see, did you see? Did, that ain't stuttering when you dominate to death. What the hell are you talking about?
I did.
And then you asked if we can go in between all of that. I don't know where I read that at. I said, yes, we can go.
Yay.
And I said, it sucks it's on a damn Tuesday night.
Right. Come on. Stop doing this to
and
us.
And you said, yes, I know. I need this. Laughing, 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 crying, laughing, crying, laughing emojis. This will conclude my concert list.
Yeah, it would.
That's what you said.
I'm not, I mean, I don't, I'll go to whatever concerts, but the only concerts that I've ever wanted to go to was Korn and Tool.
Okay.
And this was
so
it.
You're getting them both this year.
I know. Ain't that fucking crazy and amazing?
I've even heard some white jokes. I've heard some white jokes. You tell a Tool that you're going to a Tool concert.
Yeah, I used to call people Tools all the time.
You still do sometimes when you're in your mode.
That was my
your youthful days.
No, there was what the Rhode Island. That was my Rhode Island days.
Rhode Island.
My game.
What the hell are you talking about, Rhode Island?
My Game of War days when all my friends in Rhode Island that I used to play with.
But, no, that ain't no Game of War. You was playing, what was that goofy ass shit? World of Warcraft?
Oh, yeah, World of Warcraft. That's what it's called. Okay, yeah. I was trying to think, I was like, that doesn't sound right, but I'm just going to keep going, so it's not, I don't want to fuck it up.
And okay. Fuck that, I'm going to throw this out there real quick, too, because when me and Gina was dating, she was like, I need to go on a raid. I was like, a raid? I was like, you going on a raid? What kind of crazy white bitch are you? What the fuck are you talking about, a rave? I was like, well, I want to go. They got shrooms? You holding out already. Talking about some World of Warcraft. I'm going on a raid.
Yeah.
Boo.
We had schedule raids. Boo. But all my Rhode Island friends, they're the ones who started saying Tool and shit. And I'm like, that's just the best ever. And I'm like, because I'm married to a fucking Tool.
At the time.
Yeah.
That was your evening? I was thinking, damn, you going to a raid? That sounds like some dope shit. Let me
that
know.
That would have been some dope shit. I would have had much more love. No, but it was fun playing with them. I'm playing with all my friends around the world.
I'm over here having my cell phones like an Asian dude that has two cell phones, a burner cell phone, and a real cell phone with the lights on.
Yeah, he looks like a dork.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's some rave action shit.
No.
That opening scene in Blade. Shit, that's what I see. Your dark ass.
Oh,
shit. But, yeah, man, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it.
But your Rhode Island friends.
Yeah.
Tool.
Yeah.
We're going to go see Tool, huh?
We are going to go see Tool.
Are we?
I am so excited.
Obviously, somebody's making sure them tickets is getting bought, huh?
I want those same seats.
She did say that distinctly.
Mm-hmm.
Specific instructions.
Yep.
We'll see if we can make it happen, though, baby.
Make it happen. There's a will, there's a way. Always.
Oh, you projecting it out into the internet universe?
Yep.
Okay.
Those are my seats. Those are my seats.
Shout out to Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah. You were sickly fun.
Thank you guys for listening to us yet again for another week, even though we went all over the place like we do. ADHD podcast as hell.
Sorry.
The interracial odd couple. Ain't nothing to apologize about. Oh, nothing to apologize about at all.
I still want to say I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever. They'll be all right. Fuck them. Anyway.
I'm so sorry you have to listen to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the star of the show, and I keep telling you that. But thank you for everybody listening to us and checking us out. Definitely follow us on our social medias at interracial_odd_couple_podcast on Instagram, honey.
That's right.
IG. That's right. And on Twitter at ILC Pod, and also the Facebook group.
That don't nobody talks.
Yep. You can find that on your own.
Yeah. Nobody talks.
Any last words?
If you want to be talker, talk.
Not on the Facebook group. I'm talking about on the podcast.
Oh, you can talk on the podcast too.
Mm-hmm. You can email us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.
Mm-hmm.
.kizom.
And then we'll talk to you.
All right.
Yeah. I think we're done.
Are we done? We done?
We're done.
All right.
Say bye.
You say bye.
Oh, bye.
Deuces. The hell is wrong with you?
Me?
I'll kick your ass.
I can kick it later.
Bye, everybody.